And from our studios here on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids, it is the Gym Class coming your way on a Thursday here in KGYM. Scott Unash alongside Mark Dukes. Thank you very much for joining us here today. NBA basketball coming your way tonight. San Antonio and Houston, game six of that series. Pivotal game six. That'll be on 1600 AM and 106.3 FM. That'll be coming up tonight. And that will be at 7 o'clock. Meanwhile, on 107.5 FM, Twins baseball coming your way tonight. It'll be the Minnesota Twins taking on the Chicago White Sox, which will turn out to be the second and final game of this series. Last night, of course, they were rained out at U.S. Cellular Field on the south side of Chicago. So lots of things to get to here today. Also, we will give you an opportunity to win in our giveaway with the City of Cedar Rapids Golf Department. We have one of our lucky listeners out there. Two 18-hole rounds of golf and two sleeves of golf balls at one of the four Cedar Rapids municipal golf courses, Gardner, Twin Pines, Ellis, or Jones, which will be opening up next Monday. And we'll have that for you, as well as $100 a day in the month of May. That'll be coming up as well between now and 7 o'clock, your opportunity to get that. And we'll play Race to Win coming up here as well, Mark. Beautiful Thursday.
It is. It's Christmas in the springtime here at KGYM.
Yeah, it is. The weather, though, is not Christmas-like.
No, and that's great for all the track teams out there and tennis teams that are trying to advance along the state tournament trail. Boy, they've had some rough days, but today's a beauty.
Yeah, this is not one of those days. It is absolutely gorgeous outside. And track will get underway in about an hour. Tennis is going on right now around the state of Iowa. As far as track and field is concerned, top two from the 4A, 3A, and 2A qualifying meets are automatically in to next week's state meet, the co-ed state meet. And then in the next 12 times in, or whatever the case may be, in 4A, 3A, and 2A, I believe in 1A, it's just there are no wild cards. It's straight off the top on how you do today. Mm. So do well today is my advice to everybody out there. And what a day to run to, or throw, or whatever you need to do in the world of
track. It is indeed. A beautiful day at Ponte Vedra Beach, Florida today, as well as the Players' Championship gets underway round one today. Zach Johnson of Cedar Rapids went off as one of the early groups today, shot even par 72, four birdies, four bogeys on the card for Zach. He did birdie his last hole, the ninth, a par five to get back to even par. So not great. Not too bad either. Zach standing tied for 54th right now as the afternoon wave gets underway at the Players' Championship. Your leader right now, William McGirt. 5 under par, 67 is the best score today. J.B. Holmes and Alex Noren at minus four. And then a group of about 12, 15 golfers, actually 14 golfers at minus three. So not out of the world scoring conditions today, but pretty solid in terms of players under par.
Yep, and so Zach will go off after noon tomorrow, correct?
I think he is at 12:30 Iowa time tomorrow.
Okay, so that will be probably one, two over, something like that, depending if the wind blows tomorrow with the cut. We do know one thing: if Mark and I were playing at TPC Sawgrass, we would have our tee shot on 17 shown.
You know, that's a 122-yard hole. I was thinking, and talking to Rick Swan of Rob FM, and formerly of the morning show, you know, you think about it, right down the road at Finkbine, number 13, is an elevated par 3, water surrounding.
Correct.
And can play anywhere from 150 to 180 yards.
I think it can even go longer than
this
that.
This thing is 122 yards at the Players Club. Now, down at Finkbine, you don't have thousands of people watching you and TV cameras and the
Johnny Miller is calling you nerves. Talking about the grain.
And all that goes with being on the PGA Tour. But, come on, 122 yards for these guys. There's already been a dozen balls in the water today on that 17th hole. 122 yards.
Is it the most visually intimidating hole on the PGA Tour?
I think it's the most hyped par 3.
Well, true. True. No doubt about that. But it is, you know, you tend to tighten up a little bit, I think, as you walk to the tee. I don't buy that they're on 16. Oh, look at him looking over at 17 as they're walking up. Mm. That's a little NBC played drama.
I'd rather play 17 at the Players Club than 12 at Augusta.
Oh, yeah. No doubt.
No question.
No question. No question.
Now, 12 there is what, 150, 55 yards at Augusta?
But the wind's never blowing in the same direction for more than 5 seconds.
Very narrow green. Water in front.
Water in front. OB in the back along with two bunkers. Yeah, it's a tougher hole. There's no tougher par three in the world in tournament golf than number 12 at Augusta. I think there's no doubt about that.
My 17, Ricky Fowler owns it. He birdied it 3 times in one day when he won the Players. He had a hole-in-one in the practice round yesterday and birdied it again today. So Ricky is not intimidated by that hole. In fact, he's embraced it and done very well by it.
Ricky's done very well at this tournament. It's horses for courses, right? And Ricky Fowler does well at the Players Club at the TPC Sawgrass. So if you got one that you might want to, you know, we don't encourage anything like that, but put your hard-earned money on, it might be Ricky Fowler.
He was -2 today, 70, tied for 18th right now, but I got to believe he'll be there in the end. He's along with Jason Day, Phil Mickelson also at that number, Lee Westwood as well. So guys like Bernhard Langer and Vijay Singh and guys over 50, Langer, 59 years old and still very competitive wherever he goes.
I think he's the most underrated golfer ever, Bernhard Langer.
Yeah.
2 Masters championships, done terrific on the Champions Tour, has won on every tour he's ever been in. And like you said, he's shooting under par at TPC Sawgrass when he's 59 years old.
Yeah, yeah.
And no one talks about Bernhard Langer. Very few, even in his prime, people really didn't talk a lot about Bernhard Langer. Now, he did. They talked more about his yips than Bernhard Langer and the putt he missed at Kiowa back in 94, I believe it was, at the War on the Shore for the Ryder Cup.
Speaking of yips, Masters champion Sergio Garcia, watching him earlier today, +4 through 6 holes that I watched, and he's still at that number through his first 9 holes, so with a month off, a bit rusty. I saw him 3-putt from 5 feet. And not a good start for Sergio, but with 9 holes left to go, maybe he can right the ship and get back into it.
I didn't expect much from Sergio this weekend. He's rusty, hasn't played since the Masters, and people that tend to win their first major tend to fall off more often than not after they win that first major tournament. We haven't heard anything from Danny Willett.
Yeah.
After last year.
Bubba Watson's a mystery, too. He's +5 today through 10 and just really out of sorts right now. It's hard to figure.
Yeah. Also going on, the Iowa Conference Baseball Tournament at Veterans Memorial Stadium as well as at Bill Quinby Field over at Daniels Park. That's where Coe is playing right now. They trail Luther 1-0. That is in the 6th inning right now over there. So a pitcher's duel going on at Daniels Park and Bill Quinby Field going on, and we'll keep you updated on that particular game today as well. You mentioned track and field. State qualifying meets going on today. The NBA Combine is underway. That in Chicago. Lot of coverage on ESPN television. ESPN2, I believe, has that right now. So Monte Morris is there. Peter Jock is there. I know Jeremiah Davis out there for the Cedar Rapids Gazette covering it, and he's been tweeting out periodically throughout the day. Morris and Jock's teams were going up against one another. In fact, I think going at it right now up in Chicago. So we'll see how that all plays out. If their stock rises, that's what they're all hoping for at this case.
Yeah, Jock is on a team with Frank Mason and Melo Trimble. Jock started the game today.
He's never going to get the ball!
Jock started the game today on the bench. Monte Morris starting for his team and was matched up against Mason. Those two guys are very familiar with each other. So, speaking of the postseason, Kirkwood softball, ranked #1 in the nation, is in Montana. For a, what do they call it, regional or district? I think it's a district.
It's a regional final,
but
something like that.
The next step to get to the national tournament, you must win 2 out of 3 to get there. So right now, end of the second inning, into the third inning, Kirkwood up 2-0 on Dawson Community College. Again, that taking place in Montana right now.
That's a 19-hour trip on a bus. You really, really have to like your teammates.
Or you will by the end of it, or not.
Or you're going to hate them. But it, I know in KJ Pilcher's article in the paper today, it sounds like they all get along very, very well.
Kirkwood, should it win, would go to Clinton, Mississippi for the national championship.
Which is probably closer.
Let's get a car wash together to fly these girls down there. Come on. Bake sale?
Something of that effect. But best of luck. Best of luck to the Eagles out there. So
319-366-1600 is our Jerry Ask Investment Services text line and our phone line right now. If you'd like to weigh in on any particular subject, we'd love to hear from you. If you'd like to learn more about Jerry Ask Investment Services, go to jkainvest.com. 0056, question for you guys. Do you think Jock will impress the scouts at the Combine?
I think he could. Here's what I think. Peter Jocks, everyone knows he can shoot. Everybody in the NBA needs a shooter. I take a look at how many threes right now on average are being made per game in the playoffs. Cleveland and Golden State are into double figures. I think 11 and 14 respectively. So you need, the NBA is morphing into more of a three-point league. And why not? You get one more point than you do on a regular basket. He's got to get better defense. He's got to show that. And I think if I was Peter Jock, yes, I would continue to work on my shooting, but from the time that the Iowa season ended and the NIT to now, I would have been working on stamina and defense, footwork, things like that. The better his NBA stock will depend on his defense and the ability to guard somebody out there. And he was the first one to say it during the season last year. He, at times, couldn't guard people, and that's going to be his ticket to the NBA. If he can guard just a little bit and shoot, he's got a chance.
I'd agree. I think in the minds of NBA people, Peter Jock is a one-dimensional player. And that one dimension is being able to shoot from long range. And that's not a bad thing because teams need that. He is a defensive liability. Therefore, you wonder how many minutes he can be on the court at any one time. But yes, I think he has an. Of course, he has an opportunity to impress the scouts. Getting to a whole different level right now, though. So, Cajun Troy on the text line believes there's enough bad NBA teams for Jock to join.
Thank you, Troy.
It's kind of a true statement as well.
By the way, Coe has tied it 1-1 against Luther. That in the sixth inning. Tomorrow being Friday, and it's now May, Mark, you and I are going to continue our spring and summer tradition here on the Gym Class, and that is to interact with our listeners on a summer spring series of topics.
Not really a tradition like any other.
No, but it is a tradition.
Yeah.
It is a tradition. Hello, friends. So what we're going to do is this. We're going to have our first topic tomorrow, and I've jotted down a few ideas, and this is the one that really jumped out at me. I have no idea why. The idea came to me late one night, and I thought, hey, that's a pretty good one. And it's this simple. What is sports going to be like in the year 2050? College sports, pro sports, even high school sports, if you want to talk about that. But that's going to be your topic tomorrow. What is the world of sports going to be like in 2050? Do you envision...
2050.
Yes, yeah. 2050. We are in 2017 now. In 2050, 33 years from now, what is sports going to look like? And that's going to be our topic tomorrow. And nothing is off the reservation as far as your thoughts about it. Do you think everything is going to be automated as far as officiating is concerned in the pro ranks, in the college ranks, in the Power Five ranks? That's not a out of the world a possibility. If you think that, call tomorrow. Let us know. Whatever. If you think, I've got a few ideas I don't like, but I think that could be in place in the year 2050 in the world of sports.
I usually have other ideas coming to me late at night rather than what's going to go on in 2050. But
Like I said, I have no idea where this came from, but it just jumped into my head.
It could be interesting. I mean, there's no way anybody's going to know, but think back 50 years ago and what sports were like and what they're like now, and then try to project, well, it's not 50 years, but 33 years from now, what sports may be like.
So. Yeah. So we're going to talk about that. Take your phone calls tomorrow on the Friday edition of the Gym Class. What is sports going to be like in the year 2050? And we will do that for you coming up tomorrow. Coming up next, John Cranton is going to join us, and we have a bevy of subjects to talk about, including a little college football talk with John. We'll do that coming up here in just a little bit on the program here today. Don't forget, we have for you your opportunity to play Race to Win. That'll be before 4 o'clock today as well. But I'm going to get Alex Kuhn in here, and he is going to answer the phones coming up. And what we're going to do is give you an opportunity at this time to, we're going to give away our City of Cedar Rapids Golf Department prize for this Thursday. The winner is going to receive from the City of Cedar Rapids Golf Department two 18-hole rounds of golf and two sleeves of golf balls. That simple. To enjoy your day at Gardner, Twin Pines, Ellis, or Jones. And you can hit around a bucket of balls, ask about the Young Professional Season Pass, reserve your tee times today, and more. Go to playcedarrapidsgolf.com. That's playcedarrapidsgolf.com, and check it out. We're going to take caller number 5 at 319-366-1600. 319-366-1600. Caller number 5, you are going to pick up that terrific prize from the City of Cedar Rapids Golf Department. We're going to talk to John Cranton, let you know who our winner is. Coming up after this, KGYM.
Getting in shape doesn't have to be boring or expensive. Visit Hull Bicycle Company today to check out their huge selection of new Trek FX fitness bikes. Starting at just $350, a bike from Hull Bicycle will help you stay fit while having loads of fun. With a full array of sizes and models, Hull Bicycle will help you find the perfect bike. Plus, their two-day service turnaround guarantee means more time riding and less time waiting. Visit HullBicycle.com or their revamped showroom in downtown Cedar Rapids. Hull Bicycle, since 1898.
When you need help with your garage door, it's a lot easier to ask one person with hands-on experience a few questions than it is to drive over to the big door companies and get passed around until you finally get to speak to the person who can answer your questions. Well, Olinger Garage Door is a small company with dedicated folks who help you from sales to service. They use only the best from North Central brand products. Olinger Garage Doors, based in New Hall, serving Cedar Rapids and the surrounding areas. Olinger, garagedoors.com.
When you're hiring for a growing business, you don't need lots of candidates. You need the right candidates. You need Indeed.com. With an algorithm that positions your job post where quality candidates are and screener questions that help you zero in on the best talent. Indeed.com, the site proven through an independent study to deliver 5 times more hires than any other. New users claim your $50 credit for a sponsored job at Indeed.com/credit. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
The Gym Class in the Gym. KGYM. Eastern Iowa's Sports Talk Radio.
Congratulations going out to Bob from Oxford. He's going to make the short trip up, and he will play the City of Cedar Rapids Golf Department golf courses. Jones, Gardner, Ellis, and Twin Pines. Of course, Jones opening up on Monday. So looking forward to that out there.
We're talking about the NBA Combine. That's the subject of our poll question today, KGYMradio.com. Who benefits the most from going to the NBA Draft Combine? Would it be Monte Morris of Iowa State, Peter Jok of Iowa, both, or neither? Thanks to Emo's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids next to Home Depot and behind Taco John's.
All right. We do have our winner. Thank you for calling. Bob from Oxford has taken our golf package, and we will play Race to Win coming up a little bit later on. And don't forget, between now and 7 o'clock, your chance to win $100 a day in the month of May, courtesy of Toyota of Iowa City. And that will be coming up in just a little bit. By the way, the guys on the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn, they will give you an opportunity to pick up tickets to see Kid Rock on Sunday, August 20th at 8 o'clock at the Iowa State Fair at the State Fairgrounds in Des Moines. Tickets are on sale right now online, iowastatefair.org, or you can head to kgymradio.com. We have a link to purchase tickets right there. So they'll give you an opportunity to win that coming up a little bit later on in the proceedings today.
End of the fourth inning, Kirkwood softball leading Dawson Community College 2-0 in the best of three series out in Montana. The winner of that series will advance to the national tournament. Kirkwood, of course, ranked number one nationally.
Yeah. John Cranton is going to be joining us coming up here in just a moment, and we will talk with him about some NHL conference finals, a little bit of Major League Baseball as well, some very interesting series going on over the weekend. Of course, Twins White Sox coming up tonight. We'll have it on 107.5 FM for you beginning at 7 o'clock this evening. And over the weekend, Astros and the Yankees are going to go at it.
A good one.
As well, and that's the Sunday night baseball game, by the way, Astros and Yankees.
And after talking to John, we're going to talk about a couple players who shot triple digits in U.S. Open qualifying.
Yeah, which is not good, yes, but very bizarre to me on how that can happen. But we're going to kick that around. We'll do that coming up here in just a little bit. But John Cranton set to join us right now from Jim Feist Sports in Las Vegas. You can go ahead and follow them online at jimfeistsports.com. That's the website at Jim Feist Sports on Twitter. John, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good, gentlemen. I love your topic for tomorrow's show. What is the sports world going to be like in 2050? I think I'll start it off early. I'm going to predict that the Cleveland Browns will have their first winning season then in decades.
by 2050. You're that's going out on a limb.
I'll say that's the year.
Oh, the Browns will win the Super Bowl by then. What's Las Vegas going to look like, I wonder, in the year 2050? That's a good question as well.
I think it'll be dry. There'll be no water left.
No, we hope that's not the case. We hope that's not the case. Let's start off with NBA basketball coming up tonight. It'll be the Spurs and the Rockets. You can catch that one right here on KGYM. Pivotal game. Obviously, Houston needs to win this to stay alive and force a game seven coming up, John.
Yeah, the buzz in Las Vegas is how big this number is for tonight's game. I mean, it's been two great teams during the regular season, number two and three in the seedings, and yet Houston opened a 7-point favorite last night. Saw some money come in on the Spurs. It's now 6.5. But when you look at how even these teams can be, talent-wise, and the Spurs being this big an underdog, you think, what is going on here? Well, what's going on is kind of the health with San Antonio. It's 2-2. They're up 3-2, and this is a must-win for Houston or their season is over. But you just don't know. First of all, they lost Tony Parker. The veteran point guard is gone. And then you get Kawhi Leonard, who hurt himself late in the last game. And he says he's going to play, but he's got the ankle concern. So kind of what the odds makers are looking at is this one of those games where, you know, Houston gets up by 8, 10, maybe 12 points at some point in the second half. And Popovich says, all right, but we're going home for game seven. I'll rest my guys. Because we've seen him do that during the regular season, he's not afraid to rest guys. And we've seen that actually a lot with all the playoff teams where the home teams are running away with so many of these games, like in that Boston-Washington series. So it's a very interesting number tonight. San Antonio's 6.5-point underdog, the total of 214, an overtime game the last time they played. And if you want to boil it down to what's the difference, it's three-pointers because Houston, in their two wins, they've hit 19 and 22 three-pointers. Absolutely phenomenal. However, they've lost three games. In the last game, they took 48 threes, only hit 16 of them, and lost in overtime. That has been the story for them. Can they make a ton of three-pointers? Well, they're also not covering games. 6-13 Vegas spread run and working on one day of rest like they are tonight. 5-12 against the spread. And I took a look at when was the last time the Spurs have been this big of an underdog here? Let's call it 6.5 to 7. Well, would you believe it's only happened once this season, and that was opening night. They went to Golden State. They were an 8.5-point underdog, and they blew Golden State out of the water by 29 points. So there's quite a bit that looks toward the dog tonight, including the road team being 8-2. against the Vegas number when these teams meet. So the way I look at tonight's game is with so many injuries on San Antonio, I think it's more of a they focus on defense, try and control and slow the pace down. When the teams meet here in Houston, it's 5-1 under the total. It's more defense than you might think. So I'm going to look for a close one, more defense than a lot of the people think. I'll go with Houston 105-103.
A lot of interesting Major League Baseball matchups, John, for varying reasons. Our teams get together tonight in the second game of what was a three-game series, but Twins and Sox trying to stay within range of Cleveland. It's Hughes against Holland, and that's in Chicago. So your thoughts?
Yeah, good matchup for tonight. Slight favorite here on the home team, minus 120 with a total of 8.5. And you got two teams that, well, Minnesota's playing well. They're over 500 down. They've been fantastic on the road, an 8-4 record. And while the offensive numbers aren't that good overall, number 20 in run scored, they're top 10 in on-base percentage, which is really a key stat. Getting guys on base, eventually that'll pay off. And it's paid off of late, a nice 6-3 run. They scored 52 runs in those nine games. They're also on an 8-4 run overall. So the young Twins are starting to play some pretty good ball. Now, this week hasn't been so great. Just 1-2 the last three games with that rain out that you mentioned. And two of those games, the pitching had a terrible time against Boston, 11-1 loss and 17-6 loss. But they do come off a nice 7-2 win. And their pitching staff is beginning to pick up. You're going to see Philip Hughes tonight. The veteran's pretty good here, 4-1 record. And, you know, he always is a guy who gives up a lot of hits. I don't mind that at all. He got 40 hits allowed in 30 innings pitched. What's key in baseball for me is walks. He's only walked 6 batters, 21 strikeouts. So there are plenty of pitchers historically who are smart enough not to walk anybody, but they don't mind giving up some hits. He's one of them. I kind of like that about him. He comes off a shutout win over the Red Sox 4-0. He can play these White Sox early in the year for a start of the season. Nice 3-1 win. Cardo, similar to last year, the offense just unable to get things going. They're riding this 4-game skid, totally 9 runs. So they're dropped to 25th in baseball and run scored in on base percentage. However, they come home, which is a big plus. They've won 4 of the last 5 home games. And would you believe it, that pitching is number 3 in baseball and team ERA. No Chris Sale, no problem. They've been very good at getting batters out. And when they are at home facing teams with a road winning percentage of 60% or greater, very good teams on the road, why is that going to be great? 21% at home against teams like that. We're going to take a look at Derek Collins tonight, another pitcher here. He's been a killer for them, a winning record, 2.02 ERA, batters hitting just 191 off him. Team is actually 4-1 when he starts. So all in all, I'm going to have to look at not an offensive show here, as Chicago's park is pretty good for pitchers. The Twins have done very good in this park, 5-1 record. However, notice they're low-scoring games when these teams play, 6-0-1 under the Las Vegas total. Two guys who throw strikes, they're Twins, and you got a struggling Chicago offense. I'm going to go with a low-scoring game tonight, 3-2 either way.
John Grant joining us, 3:32 from Jim Fye Sports in Las Vegas here on the Gym Class on KGYM. Continuing with Major League Baseball, big series in the Bronx this weekend between the Yankees and the Astros, both in first place. Two hot pitchers going at it, Dallas Keuchel for the Houston Astros and Michael Pineda for the New York Yankees coming up tonight to get that series started.
Yeah, another good matchup here. Yankees getting some money up to 125. Slight home favorite with a total of 7.5. Hard to believe the Astros are an underdog the way they're playing. 9-5 road record on an 8-2 run overall. They're tremendous balance, 11th in run scored, 4th in on-base percentage, and number 2 in baseball in team ERA. And what a talent they have on the mound here in Dallas Keuchel. What a year he's having. 5-0 record, 1.18 ERA. You know, you saw this guy win the Cy Young Award back in 2015. Everything kind of went wrong last year, but he's back to the kind of form and talent that he has off this terrific start. When he goes with 5 days of rest like he is tonight, the team is 21-5, and Houston also very good when they face right-handed pitchers. They're 18-6, so here they are in the role of underdog. And the Yankees, it's kind of nice to have the Yankees back and playing well, right? Well, I guess no for most of us, but this young team is really good across the board. They're number 2 in baseball and run scored, tops in on base percentage. And even their pitching staff is top 4 in team ERA. This looks like a young team that has blossomed very quickly and is not going to go away. I'm wondering if it's going to be a playoff series. And the Yankees, when they face lefties, they've been sensational, 10-1 record. Michael Pineda, he's only 28 years old. He's like he's been in baseball for about 20 years, but he's the guy who had a lot of expectations when he was with Seattle, battled injuries, and been, for the most part, he's been disappointing. But seems healthy this year. He's throwing exceptionally well, 3-1 record. And what a strikeout-to-walk ratio he has, 43 Ks, 5 walks in 34-plus innings. Team is a perfect 5-0 his last 5 starts. He comes off the press win at Wrigley Field, being the defending champ. That was a sweep, too, by the Yankees. So, a way to look at tonight's game, you know what? I'm going to have to go with a high-scoring game. A little Vegas total here of 7.5 with the pitching. But these are great offense. Astros number 11 in runs, Yankees number 2 in runs scored. So, and the Bronx is a very good offensive park. So I'll go with a 5-4 final either way, but probably more offense than a lot of people.
It's time for the Dodgers to make hay a little bit, John. Starting a 4-game series in Colorado, the Rockies lead the West by 2 games. Kershaw goes tomorrow for the Dodgers. Looking at the pitching matchups for tonight, I'm inclined to go over whatever that number is.
The Coors Field over. Coors Field's actually been an under arc of late, which may surprise people. But yeah, here's another great matchup, which might be a playoff preview. A couple of NL West teams that are off to exceptional starts. The Dodgers have a winning record, but they don't have a winning record on the road, just 7-8. That's been a concern of late. However, they've won 11 of 14 games, and this is the start of a 7-game road trip. So you can really see whether the Dodgers are for real or not over the next week. Well, their offense is for real, top 7 in run scores and on base percentage, and that pitching staff that you mentioned, anchored by Kershaw, number 1 in baseball in team ERA. We're not Kershaw tonight. We will see Ryu, who's, you know, he's got pretty good numbers overall, 29 strikeouts, 8 walks, but doesn't score a lot of runs with him, 1-4 record. He's winless on the road, 0-3. And the problem for him tonight is that he's already faced this Colorado team twice already, the third time, and they've blocked pretty good. He's only with a 5.06 ERA. The Dodgers, when they're on the road, pitching a lefty starter, just 5-12. Colorado really had a nice resurgence here. They're on an 8-4 run. Always a good offensive team, but their pitching and defense looks for real. Looks very much improved this season. They had a nice win over the defending champion Cubs yesterday. A 3-0 shutout in Coors Field. It'll be their 5th consecutive home team. They've been great against lefties. 9-3, they got a top 8 as far as run scored, and pitching is, well, maybe ranked 20th, but it's better than it has been in recent years. I'm going to have to go the opposite of how you're thinking, because Dodgers not very good here at Coors Field, 5-11 record, but these teams meet at 16-5 under the total. Kind of like some of the fact that both these pitchers can throw strikes. Tyler Anderson for the Rockies coming up 10 strikeout games, so probably more defense than people think, and you got a very high total here of 11. I don't know, with maybe a 5-4 final score, less runs than people expect.
Let's talk NHL before we get to the college football ranks, John, and the Western Conference Final. You probably could have got pretty good odds on this in Vegas before it got started. It'll be Nashville and Anaheim going at it in Game 1 coming up over the weekend. And Nashville, both these teams hot, especially the Nashville Predators.
Yeah, you're right. And Anaheim playing a Game 7 last night. And one of the Vegas rules is you go against teams coming off the thrilling Game 7. On the other hand, they're at home, and they're a slight favorite here, minus 115 and minus 20. The move that we saw in Vegas overnight was the total. It opened a very high total of 5.5 for a hockey game, but it's quickly down to 5. So some of the job guys said, wait a minute, Anaheim's a great defensive team. Let's look at let's grab the 5.5, and it's down to 5 now. But, yeah, Nashville, a surprise team, certainly, to get here. During the regular season, they were not a great defensive team in the middle of the pack as far as goals allowed and points scored, penalty killing, I mean. And then the offense has been great all year, number 11 in goal score, but what we've seen in the postseason is two things. The defensemen are scoring goals for this team, and then the goaltender, Rennie, has just been sensational. He's the reason that they're this far, as well as the defense around them. They've allowed 14 goals in 10 playoff games. Absolutely astounding. That's the key to their run. Anaheim, you know, there was a lot of celebration last night with the 2-1 win over Edmonton, and even relief because they've had some trouble in Game 7, but I wouldn't be that surprised or relieved if I was an Anaheim fan, because this is a veteran Anaheim team, and they have such balance across the board. They got a couple of offensive centers, and Getzloff and Kessler, who are unselfish guys. They know how to set up their teammates, tremendous with the assists. And then you got a defensive team that's been top three as far as goals allowed all season long. And so here we have two really hot defensive teams meeting. And that's kind of the way I'll look at this game. I'm not going to go with a game seven letdown. It's a 3,000-mile road trip here for Anaheim. Can't back the visitors in this one. So I'll go with a defensive game. In fact, you know what? I'll call for a shutout. Anaheim, 2-0 with that great defense in game one.
John, you provided us college football odds, including 2017 Heisman Trophy odds right now, and it really appears that you need to look at the quarterbacks, and especially those in the Los Angeles area, huh?
Well, I think the Ohio State quarterback might be 8-1 on this list, but there's actually been money in Vegas on JT Barrett. I've seen some 4-1 around town, so some people looking for Ohio State to have a monster season after a couple of upsets late last season. What are the LA quarterbacks you're talking about? UCLA,
Josh Rosen, UCLA at 15-1, and Sam Darnold, USC at 6-1. I learned Jalen Hurts from Alabama at 12-1. How about that?
I do too.
Yes, the cannon for an arm and the power defense. Yeah, they could run the table. That's a good one. Yep.
Well, you're going to have a freshman that's going to come out of nowhere too that people are going to fall in love with every year. So, you're just waiting for him, whoever that's going to be.
Maybe Clemson, the defending champs.
Yeah, could be. But interesting, yeah, Darnold is certainly the guy that's leading this list right now. But you also have the teams here for getting and winning the championship coming up. It's going to be in Atlanta at the new Mercedes-Benz Stadium, if it's done by then, by the way, which is a little bit iffy right now. They're wondering if they're going to get it done by the first football game this fall. But at any rate, things that jump out at you, Iowa – I don't think anybody, probably even Hawkeye fans, think that Iowa's going to win the national championship, but I don't recall Iowa being as high as 250-1 before, John, and that's where they're starting off in Las Vegas right now.
You mean low or high?
That's pretty high. Usually around 100, 150, something like that, but 250 this year.
Yeah, it's dropped because there's some rebuilding going on. I mean, we've seen Iowa with just a powerhouse veteran defensive team, just dominant, really, these last 3 years, but they did lose quite a few guys on defense. And then there's the quarterback situation, which is just, you know, that's always a big question mark for any team. So and you know, the team went 8-5 last year and lost some of his top defensive team. So I can see how people would say, maybe an 8-9 win team, but not the kind of 10-win team we've been looking at the last 2 years.
Michigan, by the way, at 13-1. Michigan State, 100-1. So,
well, they were a train wreck last year.
Yeah, that's true.
Very much so. Here are my two value picks. I like Georgia at 25-1. Mm-hmm. I think that's they got a ton coming back. I'm not sold on Kirby Smart yet as a head coach, but we'll see. I'll give him the benefit of the doubt because Georgia had last several years have had a ton of injuries and they got a ton of people back for this year. And then also Oklahoma State, if they can get by a tough round robin Big 12 at 55-1 with what they have coming back offensively, I like that.
Well, I concur with both of those. I actually didn't think about Georgia. I didn't notice that one, but you're right. SEC teams usually get there, and I did some research on Oklahoma State. You're right. They are positively loaded this year. So the ones that kind of jumped out a little bit to me was Clemson, defending champ, 20-1. Boy, they had so much speed on that talented defense. I know they're going to replace the quarterback. That's why the number dropped here, but they're always worth a look. And then the Penn State, too, is a team that, you know, people looked at the Lions and said, wow, did they have a miraculous season coming out of nowhere? And generally that means teams come down to earth a little bit the next year. But I did some research on the Lions, and they're loaded. Those two sophomores they had are in the top 20 for Heisman winners, plus the defense that Franklin always builds. So, I mean, they do have to play at Ohio State this year, but I think the Lions are going to be for real again.
John, tell us more about Jim Feist Sports, and if you have a free play, we'd love to have it.
Sure, I'll go with a free play for tomorrow in the Anaheim Ducks, and then tonight this Astros-Yankees game. I have to side with the home team here with the Yankees because they're playing such great ball, and they're 12-3 at home. If you're looking for free picks from the Vegas pros, you can just call a toll-free number every day, 888-294-1970, or check out jimfeist.com.
All right. Sounds good, John. Enjoy the weekend, and we will talk to you next Thursday.
Sounds good. We'll see you then, guys.
All right. John Krant joining us from Las Vegas here on Gym Class on KGYM. 344. Coe is taking a 2-1 lead over Luther.
Out in Montana, the Kirkwood softball team has increased its lead to 4-0 through five innings. Maddie Hansen of Cedar Rapids Jefferson hit a solo home run, her 19th of the year, in a two-run fifth inning for Kirkwood. So Kirkwood playing Dawson Community College, the first of a doubleheader today. Best 2 out of 3 winner makes the national tournament.
In Glendive, Montana, is that what it is, I believe?
It is.
Glendive, Montana. Give us a call if you've ever been to Glendive, Montana. Let us know what fun things are in store for the Kirkwood softball team out there. 319-366-1600. We'll take a break. Come back with more after this.
The Home Depot has a fresh take on a timeless classic. Right now, get 2 big, beautiful 1 gallon knockout roses at a special buy, just $14.98. They're disease-resistant and drought-tolerant, and they'll bring a backyard back to life in a single afternoon. But you better hurry. Roses may be timeless, but this low price won't be. Get a fresh take on spring with 1 gallon knockout roses, now 2 for just $14.98, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Selection varies by store while supplies last.
Summer involves a lot of driving to camp, to work, to soccer, back home to grab what they forgot, and then back to soccer again. So wouldn't you like to know your car is up for it? Enter Hum by Verizon. Now you can check your car's health from your phone with vehicle diagnostics, drive with more peace of mind thanks to 24/7 emergency assistance, and let the kids stream and game on the go with your car's own Wi-Fi hotspot. Get Hum and get where you're going. Learn more at Hum.com. Verizon Wi-Fi available on Hum X only. Data usage applies. Coverage not available everywhere. Visit VZW.com for availability.
Here's today's $100 a day in the month of May phrase, sponsored by Toyota of Iowa City.
I don't know if I'd get kicked out of something like that. I have no idea.
Be caller number 6 right now at 319-366-1600 and win with KGYM.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here to announce that KFC's new spicy, crispy Zinger Chicken Sandwich is now available in a $5 fill-up for a limited time. Why? Because who wants to spend $7 on a meal at a burger place when you can spend $5 on a hand-breaded Zinger Chicken Sandwich, wages, a cookie, and a drink at KFC? I mean, we specialize in chicken. You need another reason? I didn't think so. Try the Zinger in a $5 fill-up at KFC today. KFC, it's finger-licking good. Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Tax extra.
Two guys who may have faces made for radio. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes, The Gym Class, KGYM.
Back with you, and yeah, you heard it right there. The 100 days, $100 a day in the month of May. Every day, every weekday in the month of May, except for Memorial Day, we'll be giving out $100, and we have a winner in that. So thank you very much for calling. And we'll let you know who our winner is coming up as soon as Alex relays that information to us here in just a moment or two. You got basketball coming up tonight at 7 o'clock and baseball coming up tonight at 7 o'clock as well.
3530 on the text sign that wants to know the name of that Montana town. That Montana town, definitely a town, not a city, where Kirkwood is playing in the national or regional tournament is Glendive. Glendive. A town of approximately 5,000 folks.
Okay.
It is the smallest television market in America.
Glendive. If you can make it in Glendive, you can make it anywhere. But they do have a claim to fame, though, as far as the sports world.
Adam Morrison,
the basketball player,
yeah,
is from Glendive, Montana. Who knew?
Otherwise, not a lot of notables.
No. So, there you go. 19 hours to beautiful Glendive.
Kirkwood trying to be notable this weekend.
That's what they're trying to do. Nothing that is the case. They're playing at the Players' Championship. The afternoon featured group not doing too well. Dustin Johnson +1, Rory +2, Justin Thomas at +1. So, definitely better scores in the morning. Right now, Zach went off earlier on today. In case you missed it, let the people know how he did.
Yep, Zach Johnson of Cedar Rapids shot 72 today. Started on the back nine, started with 2 bogeys, actually. Righted the ship with 3 birdies and 4 holes. Finished at even par 72. 4 birdies, 4 bogeys on the card for Zach. He'll go off at 12:30 tomorrow in the second round.
All right. Peter from North Liberty. Peter for North Liberty is our winner of the $100 a day in the month of May, brought to you by Toyota of North Liberty. So congratulations to Peter. Thanks for listening. And we will play Race to Win. We'll do that coming up here in just a little bit as well. Mark, we need to get to this story because I don't know how in the world this happened. You and I, both being golfers, there was a U.S. Open qualifier. Of course, Tony Romo tried to get into the U.S. Open. You must go through two, if you're like us, you and me, if we decided, you know, on a whim to try to get into the United States Open, a la Tin Cup, he was a lot better than we were in the movie. Anyway, you got to go through local qualifying. You got to go through, I think, sectional qualifying, at least, to get to the United States Open. And you must get into however many they delegate out of that particular section that are going to make it. Now, there's also a couple of those that PGA players play in, and they extend the field for that, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there was one in the state of Alabama that took place recently that two golfers did not fare so well. A man by the name of Chris Burley tallied a 107. And now, before you sign up for next year's U.S. Open, which will be over on the East Coast on Long Island, before you sign up for next year's U.S. Open thinking, hey, anybody can get in this, you must have a USGA handicap index, I believe, of 2 or lower or something like that. Very minuscule handicap. Mm-hmm. You must be a good stick to try to get into this thing. And how this gentleman who shot a 107 got in makes me think. But then you go, there's more to the story, Mark, with this.
There is indeed. There is a man named Clifton McDonald. Had scores of 14 and 11 on two of his last three holes and signed for a 127.
He had a 63.
No, Burley shot 63.
Oh, he had a 63.
On the back nine. I'm not sure what McDonald had.
I know he had a 14 on a par five.
I'll add it up here.
You added up right there, but a 127? That's a little fishy. Unless he just flat out gave up, hit everything with a putter, just did it left-handed when he was right-handed, vice versa. I have no idea. But to do that is really unbelievable to me. You're still adding.
I am.
This is like Wednesday at bowling.
Shot 68 on the back nine.
Well, he shot
Clifton
60.
McDonald.
He shot a 127 for the round. Now,
59-68.
The United States Golf Association, in their infinite wisdom, and in this case that is correct, they intend to investigate. If you get into one of these tournaments and you withdraw, they look into it. And apparently, if you're not within 8 shots of what is it, the slope rating,
the rule goes, if a player fails to return a score within 8 strokes of the USGA course rating, future entries for a U.S. Open Championship may be declined. Now, the course rating for this particular club, RTJ Silver Lakes, is in the high 70s.
So you got to be in mid-80s. Something like that. If you're a 2 handicap, you should be able to conquer that.
Chris Burley and Clifton McDonald have seen their last days in U.S. Open qualifying.
Yeah, they will not be able to play anymore. 127. At least they finished.
32-21 in the text line. Even Stephen Bowditch could beat them.
I know who that is. Not Stephen Bowditch, but I know who sent that in.
A man who's struggling on the PGA Tour.
Well, and you can add Chris Kirk and Harris English and Billy Horschel to that group.
I don't know how that happened, though, how those two guys got in.
I don't either, because you have, unless they just flat out lied about their handicap.
Yeah.
Flat out lied. That's the only way I can see them. Or they just had horrible days, or it was a horrible weather day, or
members
something.
Members of a miniature golf course? I don't know.
That I don't know. I like that, though.
Race to Win.
Ah, yes. Time to play Race to Win here on the Gym Class today. Still only one prize has been given out so far. That, the Hurricane Grill and Wings $50 gift card. Many squares have been revealed, but we have not had another winner since then. We're going to take and get another person lined up and ready to go. Caller number 6 at 319-366-1600. 319-366-1600. When we come back, you are going to play Race to Win. So stay with us here on the Gym Class.
Where would we be without mothers? I think it's pretty safe to say we owe them a lot. So this year at Siep Kehoe Jewelers, we're making it incredibly easy to show the mothers in our world how much we appreciate them. We start off with an amazing selection of diamond and colored diamond jewelry from Levion. And then we'll add a beautiful spring bouquet of flowers with any purchase of $149 or more. Next, we add saving up to 25% off your purchase. And then we'll top it all off with a chance to win a $5,000 shopping spree. Wouldn't she just love a new or upsized pair of diamond studs? Or a Pandora Mother's Day set? She sure deserves it. Join us in celebrating moms at Siep Kehoe Jewelers Mother's Day event. Mother's Day is coming May 14th, and we're here to make it real easy to show moms how much we appreciate them. We're Siep Kehoe Jewelers, where Cedar Rapids gets engaged and shows mom we love her.
The month of May is here, and so are the sounds of racing. Back again. It's race to win. The Gym Class and the Todd Brommelkamp Show will have your chance to match and win a grid full of great prizes, including general admission tickets to the 101st running of the Indianapolis 500. Your chance to win Indy 500 tickets and more with Race to Win, right here on your local sports leader, KGYM.
Race to Win is brought to you by Wright Watch, Hurtgen & Stocker Jewelers, and Coach's Corner Sports Pub.
Hawkeyes, Cyclones, Panthers, and all the college teams in the area. If it's in the news, they'll be talking about it. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes on the Gym Class, KGYM.
All right, we have our contestant ready to go to play Race to Win here for our edition on this Thursday here on KGYM. We welcome in Jade from Cedar Rapids on this Thursday. How are you doing, Jade?
Oh, pretty good. How are you?
Not bad. I'd love to see you win in this thing. Have you been following it? Have you been keeping track of the squares?
Well, I think so, a little bit.
All right. Well, we will see how things go. All right. Go ahead. We have squares 4 and 10 are out because that prize has already been claimed. So go ahead and make your first selection, if you would.
Number 7.
We will see what that brings up.
Hurtgen & Stocker Jewelers Pulsar Watch.
All right. What will match number 7, the Hurtgen & Stocker Pulsar Watch?
I'm going to go with 24.
With 24. Let's see what we have.
Hurtgen & Stocker Jewelers Pulsar Watch.
Yes. There you go. It's that simple, Jay. Congratulations.
Perfect.
Awesome. See, he knows how this game is played. So our second winner, and we will, Jade, hang on here. We'll put you on hold, and we'll get some information from you, okay?
Okay, thanks.
You bet. So there it is.
Good job. Our second winner, Jade, gets Hurtgen & Stocker Pulsar Watch.
$200 value.
Picking numbers 7 and 24. Also, numbers off the board are 4 and 10. More chances to win during the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn.
Yep, that'll be coming up next. NBA basketball tonight, San Antonio and Houston, Game 6, 1600 AM, 106.3 FM, and then 107.5 FM, Twins Baseball, Twins Sox. Tomorrow we're talking about our topic, and that is what sports will be like in the year 2050. So that'll be coming up tomorrow, and really looking forward to that. We'll talk to you tomorrow, Mark.
Sounds great.
All right, stay tuned. Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn next.
Mother's Day is just around the corner and the countdown clock is ticking. Don't miss out on the opportunity to deliver the smile that only comes from 1-800-Flowers.com. This Mother's Day, 1-800-Flowers has beautiful bouquets guaranteed to show mom just how much you appreciate her. Right now, when you order a dozen multicolored roses for only $29.99, 1-800-Flowers will give you another dozen plus a vase absolutely free. That is 50% off the original price. With a beautiful mix of roses and rainbow of colors, these blooms are guaranteed to show mom that she is loved. Roses from 1-800-Flowers are picked at their peak and shipped overnight to ensure freshness. A dozen multicolored roses for only $29.99, plus another dozen, plus